Welcome to Work Mom Says,
Don't Be an Idiot.
And now, here's your host, Work Mom.
Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Work Mom Says, Don't Be an Idiot. I am going to talk to you tonight about 2025. Let's wrap up this year. And then ways to ease into 2026. Because let's be real, we need to talk about 2025 before we can do anything with the future. It has been exhausting. It has been, if you're out of a job, it's been really difficult in the job market. If you have a job, you're being expected to do more with less. You may have a coworker that got laid off and you're the one left standing and you are expected to do both of those jobs or at least take a big portion of that work without more money. Companies are keeping wages low, but prices and inflation is up. So it's really hard. And things aren't happening quickly. Matter of fact, they seem to be in a holding pattern. There's mixed news about the economy as of December 2025, when we're recording this. It's the 22nd, right before Christmas. And a lot of us are really burned out. We're working hard because, again, there's job loss all around us. And we see our friends who've been disemployed who are struggling. So we feel burned out. There's lots of pressure on us at work. There's pressure on us at home. There's pressure on us financially. It's not been great. However, there are some things that came out of this year for me personally, and most likely for you too, that you can use as a springboard for next year. So one of the things that I learned is consistency beats hustle. We all think we've got to get up at, 6 a.m. and get moving. And, you see the TikTok videos of the guy that's up at 4 a.m. and he's out the door by 5:15 and he's already worked out. And, oh my God, just thinking about it makes me tired. What I learned is that consistency is more important than anything else. And it's a personal story, but I'll share it because it's just evidence of something that I, didn't really realize with my ADHD personality could make things so much easier. And that is just be consistent. Do something 3 times a week. I hired a weight training coach in 2021, late 2021, I think, and started doing weight training 2 to 3 times a week and eventually got that to 3 days a week consistently. And I have lost a significant amount of weight. I haven't really had to change how I've been eating, but I've just been showing up for myself for that little half hour session 3 times a week. And then I have cardio in there, but really just not even focusing on results at all. Just focusing on showing up and doing it even when it was hard, even when I was like so sore and I'm like, I can't do this today. And I just do it anyway. I mean, I may have to take some leave when I go to bed at night because I'm sore, but the results are showing up and there was no rushing it. There was no burnout. I didn't push myself so hard that I hurt myself or got myself into a situation where I didn't want to do it anymore, because that can happen too. I was just consistent 3 times a week. And to me, 3 years later, looking back at that, I'm surprised at myself, because that type of consistent effort over an extended time period isn't easy. It's not easy for any of us. Things change. Your kids, you might have kids, you might be pregnant, you might be retiring, you might be just out of college, and things are just really transient and changing. But can you create one consistent habit? And that might be something to put a pin in and hold on to that for the 2026 conversation. But the other thing that I saw is boundaries are really important. And I watched our team at the agency that I run set some boundaries, and it was fantastic. Not asking, can I have time off, but saying, I need this time off, or, I need this flexibility. And that has helped us alleviate some of that burnout by paying attention to the boundaries that you have power over. I mean, you might not be able to be like super tight. I'm only 9 to 5 and, I'm not going to work on these other kinds of projects. Certainly you have to be flexible in the office. especially during times like this. But you can say that my weekend is mine. I need my weekend so that I don't burn out and so that I can bring my best self to work on Monday. And that is not a bad thing to say. So I learned that in 2025, that boundaries are really important. And also relationships. Create some strong relationships with people that are in the business community, whether they're friends, whether they're coworkers, people that work in a different department that you don't really engage with, but maybe you see each other in the kitchen and you're like, hey, we hit it off. People that you meet at events, you know, association events and things like that. Pay attention and develop some strong friendships, because what happens is if you're in a business community together and you're friends and you talk regularly or go out to lunch regularly, you're going to be able to support each other. And that kind of support, you can't buy that. You have to build it. So make it a point in 2026 to build some relationships, to make 3 new business friends that you've gone out to lunch with 4 times or something over the course of the year, to really get to know them and add them to your network. And as you do that consistently over time, you will find that you know so many people in your community that your career will inevitably elevate as a result. It's just how it works. Things that we don't say out loud that I want to make obvious on this podcast, because I think we're all feeling it. It's December 22nd. We're all fried. We're going to get through the year and hopefully see new things happening in 2026. There's an opportunity there to, you know, do some things differently for ourselves and for, you know, people around us. We're all experiencing money stress, so pay attention to your money. But if you're feeling stress about it, guess what? So is everybody. You're not alone. You're not stupid. You're not unable to manage it. We are currently living in a society that is experiencing inflation, and there are profits coming out of every aspect of life and raising basic costs of living for Americans, for sure. And most of my audience I know is American. When you are experiencing anxiety about something that's coming up and you don't know why, because you've prepared for it, you're ready to go, but you still have that anxiety, know that that's normal. Confidence is not always consistent, and you don't have to be 100% confident to perform. Just do what you got to do to get through and do the best you can, you know, in your office and on your job. But if you feel a little anxiety, thank you for sharing, put it aside, keep moving. Anxiety shouldn't rule. You rule the anxiety. Don't let it get too big. Don't focus too hard on it. Because anxiety is really common in today's economy, in today's workplace. It should alleviate. It usually does. These things go in cycles. We'll get through it. But you may want to look at your 2026 goals a little differently, because this year was a burnout year and we can't go through that again. You as an individual shouldn't go through that again. So I'm going to try to help you not do that. I have a thing that I do every year at the end of the year to give me some inspiration and motivation and to affirm to myself that I am working hard and I am having some success in a lot of different areas. I just don't often acknowledge it. And so I will sit down with a pen and paper, and I think it's important you do it by hand, and I will write a list of 50 things that I have done over the course of the last year that I think were new, different, fun, positive, you know, helped me move forward in some way or another, or just enjoy life more. And some of the accomplishments I would put would be consistent Peloton, consistent weight training, consistent water, consistent, you know, eating lots of vegetables, getting all my health maintenance appointments taken care of, maintaining our employee roster and adding someone new, and, you know, doing some really great work for our clients. I mean, you can see how it can add up pretty quickly. A book that you read, an old friend that you reconnected with, a friend that was going through a difficult time that you supported. As you go down this list, you'll go, wow, I really did a lot of cool things this year. And it helps you start the new year on a really solid and positive, optimistic footing. And so I would encourage you to do that and then just tuck it away. At the end of 2026, take a look at it. It'll be a completely different list that you'll write then, but it's really fun to have the one from the year before to reference. When you're setting your 2026 goals, I encourage people to pick a phrase. My phrase for 2025 was, this is my big money year. And at the beginning of the year, I thought, yeah, I'm going to make a lot of money this year. Well, okay, that didn't quite work out. We have seen what the economy has done. We are in Metro Detroit, so we are being impacted by the tariffs. And I think everybody's being impacted by things that are happening, you know, in financial markets. And it's just really kind of wild right now. So we're all a little bit, you know, feeling a little heavy, and we have worked really hard. And now we have to take some downtime. We have to really look at what we need to do to shore ourselves up during this difficult time, because we don't know if 2026 will be better or not. We can decide to make it better for ourselves. So I would say pick a phrase that says something that you would like to see in this year. Doesn't have to be specific. It can be kind of ambiguous like mine. This is my big money year. I thought, oh, I'm going to make a lot of money. Well, you know, didn't happen. So what happened instead was I learned a lot about money. I did a lot of workshops. I worked with a financial coach. I have a new accountant. I did things in that money space that helped me think bigger about money, understand it better, know when a resource that I'm calling on is a good resource versus a not so good resource. As a business owner, sometimes the decisions you make with vendors can take you down the wrong path. And when that happens, you got to back up and start over again. You know, we've had to do that a couple of times. It's not easy, but we're enjoying it on a lot of levels. So we just keep pushing forward. So things that we're doing in 2026 to keep ourselves moving beyond that phrase, like this is my big money year, everything always works out for me. A few examples of that mantra would be like, you know, this is my big money year, obviously. I'm my biggest cheerleader. I can do big things. I can appear on major stages. I can create a school of transformation. Things that you can do, that you can visualize, but that maybe there's some flexibility in what it really means. And you repeat that to yourself on a regular basis. You put it, you know, on a piece of paper on your whiteboard. You maybe put it on your desktop. You maybe on your, you know, your screensaver on your phone, so that you see it consistently and constantly. And it will help you stay focused on making the changes that it requires to actually embody that mantra. And trust me, it works in the most interesting ways. I learned so much about money this year, and that really wasn't my intention at the beginning of it, but I think it's what we needed to know in order to reach the next level. So there you have it. It's my big money year. So another question to ask yourself as we go into the new year and maybe meditate on, or, you know, write it up and put it somewhere so you can reference it, is what would make 2026 feel lighter? And is that maybe giving up your nightly hour of doom scrolling, where you're just scrolling and looking? You've seen all your friends' content. You've connected with everybody there. You did that in the first 5 minutes, and then you kept scrolling for another 50 minutes. Maybe give that up. Things that you can let go of. And trust me, I have the biggest problem with things like that, with doom scrolling. It's just my nature. I'm a news junkie, and I really have to moderate. And when I don't, it's a real energy suck. So I am actually committing in 2026 to allowing an hour of quiet time every day. And that might not sound like much, but I am constantly ingesting news. I am listening to music. I'm watching television. I'm listening to, you know, a radio talk show or whatever, but I've constantly got something coming in. And so I need to commit to that quiet time, because it will slow me down and make the year feel lighter. So ask yourself, what would make you feel lighter in going into 2026? And I'm going to close out with a couple other recommendations and things to remember as we go into another year that could be chaotic. You're not behind. You're exactly where you need to be. Chin up, keep going. You'll make mistakes. Grit will get you through. Rest matters. If you have a weekend where all you do is just lie around or rot, as they say, in bed or on the sofa, that's okay. Because sometimes that is what you need. Sometimes you need to rest. So let's make rest something that we elevate and do more of in 2026. And Work Mom is proud of you. So I will see you in 2026. And please get in touch with me if you are watching this on YouTube. I would love a subscribe. Hit the like button. Share my content. I would love to reach a bigger audience with helpful information and that helps you play the emotional contact sport of business so you can experience less drama and more success. I have a website at workmomsays.com where you can get in touch with me. I am also an open networker on LinkedIn. So connect with me there. Just let me know on your connection request that you're a listener. And thanks again for joining me. I'll see you in the new year.
Thanks for listening to Work Mom Says,
Don't Be an Idiot.
For more information, you can email Work Mom at LORI workmomsays.com. That's Lori at workmomsays.com. And remember,
don't be an idiot.